USMLE loves this concept where renal artery stenosis and fibromuscular dysplasia, if the patient is administered an ACE inhibitor or angiotensin II receptor blocker, he or she can experience a marked increase in serum renin as well as creatinine. So this patient, a bit older, also has diabetes, HbA1c is 6.5% or greater, and is commenced on the ACE inhibitor. So this is going to be renal artery stenosis. Okay, renal artery stenosis is caused by atherosclerosis. Okay, so this is in contrast to fibromuscular dysplasia, which is going to be narrowings of the renal arteries due to tunica media hyperplasia, classically in women 20s to 40s. Okay, so both of these conditions, high yield for USMLE, but important to distinguish. If somebody says to you renal artery stenosis, the meaning is atherosclerosis. Okay, atherosclerosis, that is the cause. It's not just some magical narrowing or stenosis, it's atherosclerosis causing the narrowing. So the classic vignette is going to be generally for renal artery stenosis, classically a patient a bit older, over the age of 50, who will have a history of cardiovascular disease of some form. The easiest vignette you can get is a patient who's had a history of coronary artery bypass grafting or intermittent claudication or history of MI. So they're essentially pushing in your face that this patient has atherosclerotic disease. And you say, oh, well, that's just renal artery stenosis. That's due to atherosclerosis. In this case, the patient has diabetes. Diabetes is the most acceleratory risk factor for atherosclerosis, so that's why it's consistent with the diagnosis here. In contrast, once again, fibromuscular dysplasia, that is not the same as renal artery stenosis. That is tunica media hyperplasia, usually in younger women, 20s to 40s, has nothing to do with atherosclerosis. So if you say renal artery stenosis, that's wrong when you're referring to fibromuscular dysplasia, two completely different diagnoses. So if they had given you a 23-year-old woman here, who's otherwise perfectly fine, just high blood pressure, and we gave her an ACE inhibitor and ARB, and her renin or creatinine goes up, answer, fibromuscular dysplasia. But here, diabetes, we know it's going to be atherosclerotic disease, answer, renal artery stenosis. Hope I've been clear on that point. Looking at some of the other answer choices, aldosteronoma, really fucking rare. That's just Kahn syndrome, okay? We would get a suppression of renin. Renin would always remain low. Our aldosterone would be high. And the vignette, yes, we'd have high blood pressure, but we'd probably also mention something about low potassium or normal or elevated serum sodium, high bicarb, high pH. Just the bottom line is we don't have a focus on the electrolyte disturbance of aldosterone itself. There's nothing about a CT scan saying that there's a mass in one of the adrenal glands that would be consistent with aldosteronoma. Renanoma, also really fucking rare. Okay, it's just one of those diagnoses you've heard of in medical school, but I don't think I've ever seen that as an answer on actual NBME material. But yes, that would just be juxtaglomerular cells with a tumor producing renin. Our renin would be super high, our aldosterone would be high. Okay, once again, that contrasts with aldosteronoma, where your renin is suppressed despite the high aldosterone. And then just looking at choice B, diabetic glomerulonephropathy, that's a distractor here. Clearly the patient does have diabetes. So diabetes is diagnosed when you have an HbA1c greater than 6.5%. Can also just be any random glucose greater than 200 milligrams per deciliter. Can be two fasting glucoses greater than 126 milligrams per deciliter. But you say, wait, I don't get it. Like, patient has diabetes. Yes, but that's not actually the pathology being described here. We just talked about how renal artery stenosis and fibromuscular dysplasia are the two diagnoses where you get a marked increase in renin and creatinine when you give an ACE inhibitor or an angiotensin II receptor blocker. This patient, even if he has diabetic nephropathic changes, that's just not what's salient in the vignette here. I mean, they might say something about increased filtration. That's hyperfiltration is the first change in the kidney with diabetes. The first histologic change, so the second change overall, is thickening of the glomerular basement membrane due to that non-enzymatic glycosylation of the basement membrane. So once again, they're not describing any of that here. They don't say anything about chymal-steel-Wilson nodules. That's a late finding, chymal-steel-Wilson nodules. Students tend to obsess over it. You don't have to see that in a diabetic glomerulonephropathy question, but those are just made of hyaline. They're hyaline deposition that you get in late diabetic renal failure. So that's it, okay? Just take home from this question that fibromuscular dysplasia is a completely different diagnosis from renal artery stenosis. And okay, that's it.